Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. A new national report from the Audubon Society paints a very grim picture for the country's bird populations. Global warming threatens the survival of nearly half the bird species in the continental United States and Canada, including many of the region's birds. This is according to a seven-year study conducted by the Society. Joining us now to discuss the research is Keith Russell. He's Urban Important Bird Area Coordinator for Audubon, Pennsylvania. That means he helps identify areas that are important to bird species survival. Keith, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
Keith, how was the report conducted?
Well, in a nutshell, Audubon analyzed 40 years of citizen science data about the summer and winter distributions of North America's birds. And the analysis indicated that 314 species of birds in North America are probably going to lose a significant portion of their geographic distributions because of climate change over the next 70 years.
Could you give us an example of what exactly threatens these birds? Is it that it's getting too warm and maybe what they eat is changing? What exactly is affecting them?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There are things that happen when climate changes. So phenologies of when plants bloom and when certain insects are around will change. You will have melting of the polar ice caps so that sea level will rise. And you could also have salt water moving further north up the Delaware River in our area, so that we no longer have fresh water in the Delaware River, but brackish water, and certain species won't be able to live in brackish water that are there right now.
The report looked at almost 600 species. What are some in this region that might be affected?
Well, here in Pennsylvania, for example, our state bird is a ruff grouse, and that's not a migratory bird, so it can't move around very easily. And its habitat is predicted to change significantly because of climate. And so that bird will have to move north or else it won't have areas that it can use.
What kind of bird is that? Describe it for us.
The ruff grouse is a chicken-like bird. It forages on the ground. It's the size of a chicken. It's brown. And it's very distinctive because when it mates, the males will sit on a log and they'll flap their wings against their body, and it makes this sound. It sort of sounds like a lawnmower starting up. It's just boom, 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 boom. You can hear it for quite a distance, and it's a really neat bird.
And why is that bird affected? What is changing that will make life hard?
Well, the habitat that bird uses is going to change. There'll be different species of trees. It will be a lot warmer, and so it will affect the food sources that bird uses in the summer and the winter. And so the combination of all these subtle changes to that bird's environment will make it very difficult for them to continue to live. In the same way that if people have changes to their daily routine and the food they eat and the places that they go, it disrupts your life in a lot of different ways. And it could be that you have so many changes you can no longer carry on your life as you know it now, and you either have to go somewhere else or make some serious adjustments. Birds can't make the types of adjustments people can in many cases. Their behaviors are often more stereotyped. So it's more difficult for them to adapt to some of these changes.
What are some of the other species in our region that might be affected?
Well, in addition to the ruff grouse, which is considered climate endangered, the bald eagle, which is a bird we all know is our national bird and breeds in Philadelphia, is also on that climate endangered list, and the osprey. Some of the birds that are considered to be climate threatened in our area are the Baltimore Oriole, the Scarlet Tanager, the Wood Thrush, and the American Woodcock. It's a broad list of species that includes water birds, land birds, marsh birds, all kinds of things.
Is there anything we can do about this?
Well, besides supporting organizations that are really fighting on a national level to change policies that are allowing global warming to go forward. I think that you can look at what you can do at your own property, if you own property, to encourage native plants. If you have a yard and you can plant more native plants, that will help your yard to be a more resilient area to our native birds.
Keith, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Keith Russell is Urban Important Bird Area Coordinator for Audubon, Pennsylvania, and we have posted a link to Audubon's Birds and Climate Change Report on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.